Library.
That's the,
That we started in Fayette County, the Margaret Mitchell Library, that she was a part, I told you all about it, about plans and all. Well, that was when she came to see us. That sign was put up there later with her consent. But that was so a place we had, just had started in a little abandoned corner thing there on the square. It was a little corner lot abandoned there on the square. And that was a picture of it.
And where did you say the library is now?
Library now has its own place. It's over. We've got a nice. We built a building. I told you about building the building.
Told
you about Margaret Mitchell giving us the first $700 to put on it. And each week we'd beg and get enough to pay the bills.
For the workmen.
And she always gave us another $100 every Christmas. But we've got our own home. I have a picture of it somewhere, but I didn't bring it. I was trying to stay out of the presence and stay in the back. Well, here was something that I checked two or three times. Oh, about the counties created in Georgia. Now, that could have been true in your state, too. There's just a lot of people lived in three different counties, and it was all one because it was cut up differently.
Mm-hmm.
It was cut up, the districts, the basic of all of the district was military and economics. The dimensions, the division of counties, 56 or 100 able-bodied made a militia district. You understand?
So it's by population?
Population. Okay. That's what I said, but military. However they were able. 56 to 100 able-bodied made up of militia districts. That's the reason our counties are so hard to straighten out if you're born in one. Says maybe you lived in three and still in the same place all the time. It got cut up different. So when one got too many, were changed and cut up.
And what were the counties like when you were growing up?
They had captains. They had captains of that militia different, varying in age and land. District companies often were volunteers. Often more than one captain in a militia district. The militia division, 1785 tax digest of Wills Campbell. I was talking about a special county where I couldn't find out anything about the records much.
Mm-hmm.
It's been cut up and divided so much. Now I've checked one or two things. You had to register within 10 days after you were 21 years old. Then the captain's supposed to collect a tax and report it. There were many defaulters, so the system was uncertain. That's the income. Some didn't report. Free Negroes had to pay two or three times the tax of the whites. I don't know who wrote that. That was it. After 21, you couldn't just go along. You had to report and begin paying taxes. All right, here. The captains were always changing. 1786 digest was, I don't know what it said. I can't read my own writing some places. Captains were always changing, but the peoples did not change. The militia districts kept about the same sort of people, but the captains would change and maybe they'd be living in a second place, you see. Now, I've got one more thing here. The Baptists excommunicated any who fooled with the lottery.